The Ramban addresses one of the most difficult parts of the entire story of Chumash, which is the abduction of Dina by Shechem, son of Hamor, and then the plot that the sons of Yaakov get together in which they take a vengeance against the entire city of Shechem, in which Shechem wants to marry Dina, and they come up with this idea. The Torah says, Bin Mirma, they had this plan in which they were going to ask the entire city to have a bris milah. They said, we can't possibly get involved with it if you don't have a bris milah. The entire city agrees. And then on the third day, when the entire city is recovering, Shimon and Levi break into the town and basically annihilate the entire, all the inhabitants of the town. Yaakov gets very angry at them for doing such an act. And the entire story is a very difficult one, a complicated story to explain and to understand what exactly is taking place. And Rabban has a lengthy discussion of it, just a few of the highlights of his approach. First, what he's bothered by is, when they originally conceive of this plan to ask the entire city of Shechem, Shechem is, of course, the city, the son of Hamor. He abducts Dina, and he then wants to marry her permanently. So when he comes to the sons of Yaakov and to Yaakov himself to ask for her hand in marriage, Yaakov was there when his children come up with this idea that everybody should have a bris milah. So if Yaakov was there when he heard of this plan, why does he get so angry at Shimon and Levi, and why were they the only two that break into the town? What was the original thinking when they said that? Have a bris milah. What was the plan? And then what? So the Ramban says two approaches, just an understanding pshat as to what the plan was. The plan was, number one, they thought, this city's never going to go for that. An entire city is going to go through with a bris milah so that Shechem, the prince, can marry this girl? There's no way, they thought, that it's going to happen. And even if they somehow convince the entire town to do this, so fine, on the third day we'll break into the town, everybody will be weak, we'll take Dina back, and we won't have to worry about it. We'll be able to rescue her very easily. That was the original plan that the brothers had, which Yaakov agrees to. But Shimon and Levi go ahead and not just break in to rescue Dina. When they break in, they annihilate the entire city. And that was unbeknownst to Yaakov or the other brothers as to what the plan was going to be. Everybody was in on being able to get her back, but no one thought that they would go ahead and do that. That's how he understands the pshat as to how the story unfolds. What's addressed by everybody in the Ramban as well is, how do we explain the actions of Shimon and Levi? How do we justify what they did going in and annihilating an entire city? What justification do they have to do so? So the Rambam, Maimonides, which the Ramban quotes, also addresses this. And his approach is that one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, one of the seven commandments that all people, not just Jews, are required to fulfill, is what's known as dinim. Setting up laws, courts of law, to make sure that everything is done correctly. Monetary law, other types of law. And the Rambam understands that a failure to do so, a failure to set up courts, a failure to judge people, is chayiv misa. One is culpable to the death penalty, even a non-Jew, for not setting up courts. And since the city of Shechem had not set up appropriate courts to judge whatever was going on, even Shechem himself for abducting Dina, therefore, not just was the Shechem chayiv misa for the abduction of Dina, but the entire city for not setting up an appropriate court was chayiv misa as well, and that's why they were justified in annihilating the city. That's the Rambam's approach, which the Ramban does not like, on a couple of different grounds. Number one, he says, the requirement to set up a court is, one's not liable to a death penalty for not setting up a court. It's just, that's not the response for somebody who doesn't do so. Number two, he says, if it were true that you'd be chayiv misa for not setting up a court, then Yaakov should have been the first in line to say, we need to wipe out this city. Furthermore, he says, if you're looking for a reason why they were chayiv misa, everybody was ovdei avodah zarah. Everybody were idolaters at the time. So what do you need to find? Some kind of claim that they didn't set up courts. If you're just looking for that, that would have been sufficient. But that clearly it was, Yaakov was not happy with Levi and Shimon for their actions. And the Ramban understands, and in his understanding, that it was simply a matter of what he calls linkom, a nekama and a vengeance of what had been done to their sister. As when Yaakov gets angry at them and he says, what did you do? They said, hachzona naseh achosenu, should our sister be made into a harlot? This can't be. And therefore he writes, ki bnei Yaakov, The end of the day, the people of Shechem were on their own merits, all wicked people for other things besides for just this act. And therefore their blood was already, they were guilty of other death sentences for other reasons that their blood should be flowing like water. Therefore, vengeance needed to be taken with a vengeful sword, and therefore the king and his son, who certainly were involved in this abduction, and all of the members of the city who were avadavhem visarim al mishma'ato, those who were part of, they were all his servants and obeyed all of his bidding, were all parts of that to reestablish the honor of Yaakov's children, the daughter that was abducted, and it was a matter of the nekama. So that when you look for justification, we find often the idea to be anxious to avenge the abuse of Dina is the approach that the Ramban takes to explain this entire episode. And Yaakov disagrees with them. Yaakov thinks that what they did was wrong, and he presents two reasons, as the Ramban understands, based both here and later at the end of Sefer Bereishis when he rebukes them. Number one, he says, you put us all in sakana, you put us all in a dangerous place by having done this. And number two, the Ramban has a very interesting approach. Once we entered into a covenant with them, who knows what would have come of that? Maybe they would have changed their ways. Maybe now that they would have been connected to us, Chozer B'tshuva, they would have entirely redone their entire... They just agreed to join us, and you wipe them out. Who could have seen what would have come from that? And now none of that would have been possible because you took this vengeance, and therefore Yaakov was very upset and curses them almost in his final words to them at the end of Sefer Bereishis. But that's just, it's a long, long discussion, a very complicated episode in the entire Chumash, and that's some of the points that the Ramban addresses in understanding it.